interactive event. Hello, my friend, and welcome once again to a wonderful time of study in the Word of God, as we're talking about spiritual warfare and how that the believer can have victory in their day-by-day walk over the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that we have the privilege and the joy of looking into the Word of Truth together and meditating upon what God tells us concerning these spiritual battles that we encounter as we walk along life's pathway. We've been discussing and considering Satan, the enemy of the believer, how he is a deceiver, and how that he was a murderer from the beginning. We've read over in Genesis how that he led Adam and Eve into sin, and thus into spiritual death and separation from Almighty God. And thus the whole human race is born a sinner, separated from God. Every individual's born in a sinful state, so that no one has to teach a baby how to lie, how to be deceptive, how to be manipulative, how to want its own way, how to be selfish and self-centered, because it's born with a sinful nature. We call it the Adamic nature. It's the nature that Adam and Eve had after they disobeyed God and fell into sin, and in God's mercy were driven forth from the Garden of Eden, lest they eat of the tree of life and live forever in that sinful condition. And so we see that Satan is a murderer. There's no truth in him. And we read that over here in the book of John. Let me read it to you again here in John chapter 8. And notice the scripture in verse 44. Jesus speaking to the religious crowd that would put him to death and would crucify him. Jesus spoke plainly to them. He said, "You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And so in Genesis chapter 3, we've read how that Satan deceived Eve, and Adam, knowing he was doing wrong, deliberately disobeyed God. And that's why the Bible tells us that by one man sin entered into the world. The Bible makes it clear in the book of Timothy that Eve was deceived, but Adam was not deceived. He knew he was doing wrong when he rebelled against God, and thus by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Now Satan took on a disguise of the beautiful creature, the serpent, in the Garden of Eden. It was a beautiful creature, not a writhing reptile as we know snakes to be today, but I believe there in the Garden of Eden it walked upright and was a beautiful, gorgeous creature. And Satan often uses beauty to deceive and to blind and to lead people astray. And so we see how that he often will put on a disguise and appear in the form of something other than what he truly is. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, we see how that God spoke to Satan through the king of Tyre. The king of Tyre was a means by which Satan was working there in that kingdom, and the Lord explains about Satan here as he describes the king of Tyre. We read beginning in Ezekiel chapter 28 and beginning with verse 11. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying," Ezekiel is writing here, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. He had a wonderful, beautiful kingdom, and was glorious in the beauty of the kingdom that he ruled over. Thou hast been in Edom, the garden of God. Now, the king of Tyrus was never in the garden of Eden, but Satan was. Thou hast been in the garden of God, in Eden, the garden of God, verse 13. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. The king of Tyrus was not created. He was a human being born like anyone else. But this is picturing Satan. He's the one behind the scenes that's being spoken to by the Almighty God. And we see that he was created. Satan was a created being, and he was created to bring glory to God. We notice verse 14, Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. He had an esteemed place in the kingdom of God, a place of great power and a place of great position and honor over the holiness of God. And I have set thee so. God created him and placed him in that position. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, and in the Old Testament mountains are often symbols of kingdoms. And he said, Thou wast upon the holy mountain, or the kingdom of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, having to do with his power, and how that his position was elevated, and even above being hurt or destroyed by fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created. Notice, he was beautiful, he was magnificent, he was perfect until iniquity was found in thee. Verse 15 of Ezekiel 28. Thou wast perfect in all thy ways, in a state of purity and innocence, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. God said, I'll throw him out of my kingdom. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. The covering cherub makes us think about the mercy seat of God, where the cherubims overshadow the mercy seat of God. And you remember the symbol of the tabernacle and the mercy seat, and that cherubims overshadowed the mercy seat, picturing their protection of the holiness of God, for that was the place where God met with man, at the mercy seat. And so perhaps this great created being that was called Lucifer, son of the morning, was the name given to him over in Isaiah. And we'll look there in just a minute to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, and we'll see where he's spoken of as Lucifer. Verse 12 of Isaiah 14, hold your place here in Ezekiel and turn there if you would. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? He was a beautiful created being, an archangel, as we read, a covering cherub, an anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so. Ezekiel 28:14. God placed him in that position, and he was, thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, in the kingdom of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. Now, as a beautiful created being, as we saw back up in verse 12, Son of Man, speaking to Tyrus, but through Tyrus to Lucifer, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty, a gorgeous created being. Thou hast been in Eden. Satan was in the Garden of Eden, beloved, the Garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Apparently he was a musical being. Speaking of the pipes, the means by which he made beautiful music, he was a gorgeous created being to serve and to honor and to obey Almighty God. But he rebelled against God. And we notice in verse 17, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. This is Ezekiel 28:17. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuary by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth. Judgment that's coming because of rebellion against Almighty God. This beautiful created being rebelled against God, and thus was cast out of the kingdom of God because of its sin. Sin that had entered into Satan, and he became vile and corrupt, as we've seen there in Ezekiel 28. Until next time, goodbye.